Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on the program today is George Gilder. He's a well-known speaker, prolific author, and senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. And Mr. Gilder also has the distinction of being the most quoted living author by President Ronald Reagan, given his very influential views and writings into the drivers of wealth and poverty, which actually became the title of his best-selling book in the 1980s that made such a deep impression on President Reagan that he personally handed a copy of it to each member of his cabinet. Now, George, the focus of most of your research and writing recently has been on information theory and applying information theory to the economy and our understanding of both capitalism and money. Your 2013 book, Knowledge and Power, The Information Theory of Capitalism and How It is Revolutionizing Our World, is available on Amazon, but you've written an ebook that is actually available for free that we're going to link out to as well, so our listeners can access that and read it where this interview is located. And that is called The 21st Century Case for Gold, A New Information Theory of Money. So I want to ask you about how information theory, as developed by Claude Shannon, how you tie that into our understanding of capitalism.
Well, Claude Shannon identified information as surprise, as unexpected bit. And the great problem in economics has been dealing with entrepreneurial surprise. Economists all try to make models of the economy that are deterministic, that are all clear cause and effect in the mathematics of Isaac Newton. But entrepreneurs do unexpected things. Creativity always comes as a surprise to us. If it didn't, we wouldn't need it. And socialism would work. Creativity comes as a surprise. And Claude Shannon's information theory, which makes possible much of our computer science and our internet, treats information as surprise. And so Claude Shannon's information theory allows us to do a mathematical model of the economy that accommodates the surprises of entrepreneurial capitalism. So that's the great contribution. And it can work because, in effect, business plans and ideas are messages in a channel faced with noise. And that's what Shannon dealt with, messages in a channel. How much information you could pass down a wire in the face of noise. And certainly entrepreneurs face lots of noise in this economy with constant arbitrary changes in the value of money.
So that's how it ties into your most recent ebook, which I do want to get into that in a little bit more detail. But let me just explain a little bit information theory as well. And I want to read from Wikipedia because it says the information theory is a branch of applied mathematics, electrical engineering, and computer science involving the quantification of information. And as you basically alluded to, it's also part of, or a huge part of, our modern day internet. And it says here on Wikipedia that information theory has been used for a wide variety of areas. And it's led to the success of the Voyager missions to deep space, the invention of the compact disc, the feasibility of mobile phones, the development of the internet, the study of linguistics, and on and on and on and on. Information theory has had so much of an influence on so many different fields. But what you don't read in Wikipedia is how information theory applies to economics. And that's where you come in. So your book, Knowledge and Power, is really applying these key insights from Claude Shannon and using that to really, like you say, revolutionize how we understand the way the economy works. And I want to just quote something in your book. It's a very key quote. And I have to say, Kindle allows me to cheat a little bit because it shows the other places that people have underlined or highlighted in your book. And so it's really easy to see what everyone really draws from your book. And this is one section that obviously many people in reading your book find to be key. And you write that capitalism is not chiefly an incentive system, but an information system, and that information itself is best defined as surprise. And you related that to the role of the entrepreneur. Would you mind explaining the difference between how that fits within information theory between signal and noise?
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.